Big protests are planned for the Canary Islands this weekend against tourism under the banner "The Canaries Have a Limit" by residents who say tourism is damaging their islands and their lives and want some development to stop and new laws. Daniel Ewing is from Roscommon. He's lived and worked on the islands for the past 12 years, running three businesses heavily dependent on tourists. He's been telling our reporter Ethna Dodd about what's happening there.
I have three businesses here. I have Tenerife First Excursions and Tenerife First Quads, and also a new business, a bar called Chillbox. Massively tourist dependent. I've 30, just over 30 employees. Obviously, there's a little bit of thought about what's going on the island in relation to the protests coming up and what's going on. But I do understand why it's happening. I just don't fully agree with the sentiment.
What do you mean there by the sentiment?
What I mean is, you know, the reasons why it's happening are very, very, they're real reasons here on the island. But protesting against tourism is not the answer. I mean, I was here during COVID-19 when the lockdown happened and there was no tourism and everyone was struggling to get by. There was a massive spike in people who had no money for food and etc. So, like, doing against tourism is, for me, is the wrong way. I think it should be directed towards the government here, the politicians, and asking them to look at policies, which they are actually doing now, looking at policies. Just talk of a tourist tax, I would assume it would be done in a clever way, that it wouldn't be an insane amount. And I think that it's not a bad idea. I mean, but there is a lot of revenue from tax here on the island from tourism anyways. I mean, if it's not a huge amount, I don't see a massive problem with it. And I don't think it would deter people. The thing is, at the end of the day, with anything like that, it's grand introducing it, but then you need to be sure that the taxes are going to the place that's needed. And that's the responsibility of the politicians, you know.
That's Daniel Ewing from Roscommon speaking to Ethna Dodd. Cliona O'Flynn used to edit Morning Ireland. Now she's working as a journalist from the Canaries. Morning, Cliona.
From one great institution to another.
Protests, tensions between tourists and locals, new tourist laws. What's going on there?
Well, first of all, I think Daniel made some very salient points because it's not about tourists, it's about tourism. And even the manifestation points made by the groups who are going to protest in the capital on Saturday are saying this is not a protest against tourists. It's against the model of tourism that local and regional governments have been promoting over 50 or 60 years since the boom. And what they are saying, and what they're saying quite validly, is that there has been a boom, there has been overbuilding. The island continued to rise in popularity among business. I mean, last year, Reef alone had 6.5 million tourists. That's a rise of about 11%. We are small islands. Overall, there was about 14 million visitors to the Canary Islands. So there needs to be controls. There needs to be some way of actually controlling the flow of people coming to the islands. But in no way do people want to stop them coming because it's nearly 40% of the GDP.
But what do people want? If the banner is "The Canaries Have a Limit," do they want a limit on tourists?
They want government to actually look at how they are controlling tourism. One of the big reasons that the protests are going on, Gavin, is that you have people who work and used to live in the areas where tourism is most important. So here in the south of Tenerife, where I live, for instance, but they have been priced out of living here. And the cost of living in general has risen, making lives a misery on the kind of salaries they're earning. So an eco-tax is one of the things that the protest groups at the weekend are looking for. But they are also saying that that eco-tax needs to be put back into the building of housing, the building of housing that would actually be for workers and residents. There needs to be control on how many houses or apartments a new complex can actually allocate for holiday lets. And there's a lot of push for local and regional governments to actually say a high bar needs to be set there, where maybe up to 90% of new buildings needs to be allocated for long-term residential lets. And in fact, you do have a number of tourist municipalities are now asking regional government to give them a stressed zone label. And if that's allocated for over 3 years, a municipality has the power to control rents, to open up land for public housing building. So the governments also know it's a problem and they're looking at ways to alleviate it, but they don't want to cut off or kill the goose that's laying those golden eggs.
What's planned for Saturday? Are there people on hunger strike?
First of all, there are a number of people on hunger strike up in La Laguna, which is, again, away from the capital area. They are protesting the relicensing of two large projects. One is called Cuna de Alma, which is in the south of Tenerife, and the other is a resort in La Laguna. But separately, there's a large protest has been in the planning now for a couple of weeks in the capital city. 15 eco-groups mostly have called that protest, and there is now a parallel one happening in Gran Canaria. But for people flying in, those protests are happening 200 kilometres away from the centre of tourism. So there's been no personal attacks on groups of tourists flying into the islands. So there's kind of like things happening in parallel.
End of April here. It's freezing. What's it like over there at the moment?
We actually have been going through a pre-alert heat wave for the last 4 days. So temperatures have been in the 35, 36 degrees.
Oh,
and we've
goodness.
Had one of those. It sounds lovely, but we've had a kalima, which is when the dust from the Sahara comes and is trapped in the air and settles over the island. So it's a heavy, dull kind of a heat. I know it's probably not something
no.
I should be complaining about.
Do you miss the April chill?
I do miss Ireland, even after 25 years. I'm sure I voice what most people who've left those shores say. I still look forward to coming home every few years.
Cliona, good to talk to you again. That's Cliona O'Flynn on the Canary Islands.